connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the debut show of Have You Heard, the latest in soap operas from Take2Radio. Joining me for this night is Michael Thomas of Soap Opera News, and he will be with us momentarily on Skype. For information about this show, we will be seeing the second and fourth Wednesday of each month. So our next show, look for us on the 22nd. In the meantime, there are other things. He's coming on to look for objects about what is the current buzz going on in the soap opera world, what's happening in your favorite soaps, what do you like on Young and the Restless, what do you like on Bold and the Beautiful, what do you like on Days, what do you like on General Hospital. He's there to show what buzz is coming your way. So hopefully he'll be with us in a few minutes. So while we wait, we have to take a look at how you think daytime is going so far. We have a change in a writing regime and a couple of soaps. Sally Sussman Marina joined YNR early in 2015 or late in 2015, and she is trying to change the face of Young and the Restless. So far, in my opinion, so far so good. And only good things can happen from now on, I guess. Over on Bold and the Beautiful, this month they are celebrating their 30th anniversary together, and they're doing a time capsule from all the years gone by, and I hope you see that online and enjoy your scenes from the past. Especially my favorite scenes were with Darlene Connolly, who played Sally Spectra, and what they're doing is they took it up a notch to make it Sally 2.0. And looking at the younger generation. Let's see what else. Now, on General Hospital, we had a return of a famous figure of Olivia Jerome. She came into our life back on the screen for after so many years. I myself can't remember her back then. But she, these past couple weeks, with Tonya in the role, she has basically taken not just the show and the hospital hostage, but just everyone. I mean, she just has an electricity that goes all around. Now, on Days is heating up pretty good. There's a new head writer that's coming on board, and you might know him from General Hospital. That is going to be Ron Carlovati, and he's going to help restore Days for all you Days fans, and do what he did with General Hospital. So,
David, hello, this
yes.
is Pam.
Hello.
He's having problems
yeah.
signing in, so just trying to get him signed in. Also want to mention to the listeners, be sure to tune in tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Take Two Radio Soaps in Review, where the co-hosts will discuss all four soaps and what's going on with each of them and share their opinions on what they like and don't like and what they'd like to see and so on and so forth. We welcome callers to call in to share their opinions as well. The phone number is 718-506-1540. Press the number 1 if you'd like to speak on air. If you don't press 1, then it usually means you're just listening, but sometimes people forget to press 1, so we're not sure if we should pick up that call or not. That's
true.
Happened a few times. So hopefully Michael will get connected soon. Skype sometimes is an issue.
Yes.
Signing in through Blog Talk when you are out of the country. And he's out of the country, so it makes sense. And so I told him to refresh the link and see if he can see the Skype icon and try it again. But anyways, I hope that he can... Yeah, I told you that. He's traveling the world right
yeah.
now.
He's traveling. Yeah, that part I knew. But...
Well, traveling the world usually means out of country.
I didn't pick up on that. That was my fault.
yeah. tomorrow we should have two new people joining as co-hosts. If they are not able to make it, then, we might be looking for somebody else. So any listeners out there, if you watch all four soaps, we'd welcome you to join us. And I say us, but I'm not actually on that show only because I've got a lot of things going on and I need to catch up on them. The only one I'm caught up on is General Hospital at this point, up till yesterday. So I might call in tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. And I really, really hope that you enjoy tonight's show. As long as we can get Michael on. It might have to be put on hold until he gets back in the country.
It might. Did he tell you where he was going?
No.
Offhand?
No.
Boy, it must be nice, though.
Oh, definitely. I would love to take a vacation within the United States somewhere warm. So, I mean, with this weather, it's kind of crazy. Can't complain about this year at all as far as winter is concerned because we really didn't have one in Chicago. But the up and down weather temperatures kind of make you crazy because you don't know day to day, you know, if you need a jacket, if you need your snow boots, if you can go out with just, you know, sleeves on. Today it was 56 and sunny, and by Saturday they're saying that we may not even get out of the 20s, and then Monday or Tuesday snow again. So it's kind of crazy, but that's March for you too.
Yeah, we're under high wind warnings right now through through midnight. Are you?
Yep, we've been going through that too. As a matter of fact, they were just showing on the news a bunch of damaged trees and things like that from the high winds. And we've been getting
awful.
A lot of rain, tornadoes.
Oh, yeah,
it's just
tornadoes.
Been crazy. unfortunately, two people died from it.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
and
they
so
got
much,
crushed by a tree.
So much out there. There's just so much out there. I think it feels like we're being punished.
Not really, but yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't complain about this winter, so.
Well, we had, it's been mild so far, but it's just those winds.
But when it hits, it hits. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, I keep refreshing, but I don't see anything yet.
No.
I really hope that he can make it. This is only going to be probably a 30-minute show normally. But it's just going to be the latest in soap news for the soaps, like, you know, comings and goings. And whatever you see or read on the e-newspapers from the soaps, you know, it's kind of like that thing, but he'll be talking live about it. And maybe at times he'll be able to talk about something that hasn't been posted yet, you know, that just came out right before the show. That would be exciting.
It would.
As long as
if
it's
he
good
knows
news,
something.
Though.
Yeah,
you know?
Good news, good news.
Like, I'm very, very happy that Days was renewed. I'm very happy to know that Ron Carlovati is joining. Pardon?
Oh, isn't it nice? It would be nice if we could see Ron's work early, but we're not.
No. Are they still doing, like, 3 months of taping, or have they changed that? Because I thought that there was talk of them changing that.
They're about four. They took 2 months off in November. They took 2 months off from November 15th to January 15th. And they just closed down because they're so far ahead. So they're still way ahead of schedule. And I wish they wouldn't be, but according to what I read from Ken Corday, it's the only way they can afford paying the bills. They don't have to pay as much overhead.
They got to do what they got to do, you know, to keep it on air.
Yeah, yeah, that way they don't have to. They don't have to pay overhead for 13 weeks if they do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that it must be. They must need budget help, because if the other soaps can afford to do that, I mean, GH is only like 3 weeks.
Right.
And Young and the Restless is like, they're about, I would say 5.5.
Okay. He's saying that he connected to Skype.
Okay.
But it's saying that it says the person is not in my contact list, which doesn't make sense.
I am not, if he's talking about me.
Well, no. All you have to do is be signed up with. Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song, and I'm going to contact customer service and see if I can get any help. And hopefully get him on right away. So I apologize to the listeners. Please bear with us. And I'll be right back.
Yeah. thinking you to me are a piece that I can't find. Giving me mixed signals from your heels to your eyes. You're giving me goosebumps, but baby, it's a lie. You're like a throttle set around, beautiful thing. You're like a fairground game when nobody wins. Maybe I'm addicted. Maybe I'm a fool.
It's a little clicky, but I hear you.
Yeah. Do you hear me any better?
Somewhat.
You go
David,
in and out.
Can you hear him? Okay.
I can hear him a little. He goes in and out.
Okay, I'm sure. Why?
Are you using
Hello?
Chrome for that link?
Yes, I'm using Google Chrome.
Okay. All right.
Are you hearing me better now?
I believe so. I can hear him. David, can you?
Yes, I can hear him now.
Okay, well, you guys take it away. You got 30 minutes left. I hope everything works out. I'll be listening here, okay?
All right,
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Michael Thomas from Soap Opera News. Michael, welcome to the show. What can we look forward to?
As we know that's going on in the world right now, we have a lot of comings and goings, persons who are leaving the show, persons who are coming back.
Which one would you like to start with?
I think Days of Our Lives and General Hospital is pretty much the hot topic right now. For the reason of Vincent Irizarry and Arian Zucca leaving the show, and then we have General Hospital. Today we learned that Jane is going to be leaving the show later this year.
So what's looking good to you?
I think the biggest of all, or the shocker, have been Vincent Isery. It was a little bit expected based on the blood item that went out earlier last year, where it stated veteran actor or actor would be would be leaving the show, and based on the little hints that we got, I suspected that it would have been him for many reasons. One is the person joined the show just a little on 2 years, and based on the persons that joined the show just a little under 2 years, it would have been about three persons that you'd consider veteran actors. One was already dropped to recurrent, so that leaves two. And the other, we checked some, a good one leading into the end of the year. So that eliminated two and left him. So definitely would have been him. It's just a matter of waiting on the confirmation.
You're just waiting on confirmation. Is there anyone you're sad to see go?
Definitely both of them from Days of Our Lives go. And actually, Jane Elliott is one of my favorites. I love see quite a bit. I've been watching General Hospital for over a decade, and Sam is really one of my favorites, but then has this, you know, she has a different side to her than most characters, and there's this joking side to her, very funny side, and then the serious side. She really looks for her family, so sometimes they believe that she's not looking for them. She's really looking out for them and ensure that things go the way that it should. I'm really, 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 really sad to see her. And I think what John Hustler would have to do is to probably get back more recordings on the show, because that's a very important family for the show, where especially where the hospital is concerned. So I think they should get back of those persons that were there. Hopefully we'll get to see more of Ned. And then there's Dylan. And then on Days of Our Lives, really, really, really sad to see Nicole Walker. I'm not sure how he's going to exit. And I know I've heard of a murder mystery coming up on that show. And to be honest, all the clues are leading to the moment, so we'll all have to tune in and find out.
I know, it's sad.
Very. I'm actually praying that Days of Our Lives would get back some of the actors from the past. That would be pretty, pretty good if they could.
Do you think Ron can enforce it?
Of course he can. I think, for me, he's one of the best persons they could have actually hired to be the head writer of the show. He's very talented, for one. And I think he's well established in the daytime journal. So he's one of the best persons they've gotten for the viewers who are hoping that, you know, there'll be changes, more romantic stories. I think the viewers are tired of seeing bloodshed, more stories leading towards the bad side, especially for Nicole, who finally got AP. I think you have been waiting quite a long time, something like that. And the story is finally there. But what did they do instead? In her baby, they chose to write a story where she's going to take the baby, go on the run. And then we all know Nicole is going to be in trouble for that.
There'll probably be a police showdown with her.
Yes, especially with Chloe involved. I'm really hoping that she gets a good fit. I wouldn't want to see Nicole go to prison for her final story. I want to see her being killed off. I prefer her riding in off in the sun with somebody. She's just found a new love. I know viewers would be disappointed if they were to bring Daniel, but that's her true love. So if he was back and they were to ride off into the sunset with the baby, and that would be pretty tough. And it all depends on how it's written.
I wish they could bring Sean back just for her.
Right. That would be a good idea. But as that all depends on Ron, the head writing team, the show effects. It all depends on.
Yeah, it is. We just have a lot to hope for, and it's too bad that we have to wait a long time to see Ron's work.
That's a big issue. We have to wait 5-6 months before we actually do get to see what is the news. The news will be news breaks like going to the day, and we're all like, hey, this big name guy joined the show. Then we won't see it until like 6 months afterwards. And then that hope or that joy kind of dies out, if you know what I mean.
I know. A lot of fans, I see they're not happy with the open race.
We currently do a poll for news, a weekly poll that fans would take part in. They would vote their favorite actors, favorite actresses, favorite couples, favorite friends on the show. We even had that category where you're able to vote for friends. And I think that's pretty interesting. Even a category for birthday myths on the show. What we noticed though, when hopefully we were together, there were a lot of fans voting in the profile there. Really, really wanted them to be together. And Rafe came in the picture. What fans want is to see them as friends. Personally for me, I don't really mind them as a couple or as friends, but viewers do see them as friends. That's what fans are. And sometimes when I'm on Twitter doing, you know, some posts and something from this, like, I would get some pretty angry tweets from the fans.
Michael, are you still with me?
Sorry?
You still with me, Michael?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So, for the most part, people want the gloom and doom out of days and make them a little brighter.
That's what Ron is saying. That's what the plan is for the future of days of our lives. But you actually have to wonder if it would really work. Because, you know, some viewers are more interested in seeing some trouble. Have to hope up like where it's just, it's all happy endings for everybody. Then
yeah,
it's not that interesting
to watch.
Right. You want to
we can't always
drama.
Have it because you need the drama.
Right. It's all about
and,
the
drama. And there's more drama and sadness and despair than there is in a happy moment.
Yes, that's what purpose are all about. You have to have the happy moment, yes, but it's very about the drama. There must be drama. And
yeah.
Pretty intense. Yeah. And Days of Our Lives, I think from the 50s, they've been doing this thing. It's a big part of doom and gloom from that moment where they killed off Will, which we know is a legacy character. And to actually kill off somebody like that, I think they really probably lost some viewers at that point. A lot of viewers disappointed because the character has a wide fan base. A very huge fan base. I think there are viewers who are still hoping someday, hey, they would actually make a change and bring back the character. I'm actually hoping that it happens too. But I'm hoping that Ron does it. I think that would be one of his biggest moves if he actually does it. Bring back the character in an interesting way. It would be really, 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 really cool.
What do you think about Valerie and Eli?
Valerie. I actually do like Valerie. I think she's interesting. And the thing I like about her is that you can't really tell everything up front.
That's right.
Yes, you can't. You can't really tell what's going to happen. You have to just watch. And Valerie and Abe, I think they make great pair. But with book covers, it's how they're written that makes them interesting. Even though they have chemistry, if the storyline isn't done properly, then there's going to be trouble. And Eli, I think there is a big storyline coming for him. There's a lot of potential for the character, in that he's going to be tied, or he's actually tied into this, into a main family. Son of David, the son of Julie, and Julie's a beloved character. We know that he was on the show, and they craved to see her on the show, right?
Right.
If the story is written well, then I think Days of Our Lives will actually gain a lot of viewers, especially those who are familiar with the history of the show and probably stopped watching along the way because something went wrong. So if Days of Our Lives was to do this story right, I believe they will gain back viewers that they've lost. And
I think so.
Eli, I think just the character alone, person may not have been familiar with the actor himself. Character alone has got a lot of attention since it was announced that the character was coming to the show. What person are looking for now is his romantic interest. Who will he be paired with? And I'm hearing it's going to be easy, but let's wait and see.
Who could he be paired with?
Rumor has it that it's going to be Gabby, or spoilers are indicating that it will be Gabby. But I've been thinking of the potential, and there's not much. I mean, Abby is already torn. She wants to be with Chad.
And they're related.
Yeah, and they're related. Yeah, all of that. Then there's not much of a younger generation to put Eli. I think the only available person would be
Lonnie,
Gabby, or even Lonnie, but that might be true too.
I hope Ron decides to bring David back, because maybe that would help a lot more.
It would actually fill a lot of gaps. Because
it would.
There are plenty of new viewers who don't know the story and probably been reading up to know who David. What was past like? What happened when he was on the show?
It's been years.
How did he and Valerie end up having a child together? Those are things that viewers would want to know. So bringing back David will actually fill the gap and would actually give viewers things that they're looking for.
Yeah, and especially new viewers. Oh, okay.
Right. I'm actually hoping that he does. I think it would be an interesting turn for the show.
What's your take on Bold and the Beautiful?
It's been pretty interesting lately. I like the Spectra story. I really like the new generation of the Spectres. I think this new version of Sally is interesting. And I actually like Shirley. I think they all have some form of similarities to the generation, the spiritual generation that was there before. Right? I'm actually hoping to see Tetra Forrester rivalry going on somewhere along the line. And I know it's already started, but I mean something more in depth.
Yeah, I hope so. Do you think RJ and Coco could be the next Thorn and Macy?
Yes, good. I actually like them together, and I think the character of RJ is interesting. Ever since he returned to town, he has been pretty interesting. And then Coco, I'm getting to learn a little bit about her. I don't know much about her, but I do see great potential for both of them.
And it's nice to see young love.
Right. Especially of Bold and the Beautiful. It's been quite a while.
We haven't seen much.
Wyatt and Steffi, White and Ivy, Liam and Hope. And it's just been going on and on and on. It has been quite centered on Steffi and Hope and the mix.
Now, what about Young and the Restless? What do you see? What are your hopes for Young and the Restless?
I must highlight that things are very interesting there, especially since the new team took over. It's rather interesting. They're really enjoying the show. I love where the writing is going. Today I learned that bringing back Ashley, Jack, and Tracy's mom to the show. I think that's going to be pretty interesting. I'm actually anxious to see yesterday, especially without John Abbott.
We need someone.
Right.
We don't have John,
someone.
We don't have Catherine.
We don't have these people that were the legendary people that were a part of the show that we were really interested to see. I'm so sad, you know, Catherine is no longer there, John, and there was some indication that they might be bringing back John alive, but it, as usual, we just have to sit, watch, wait, and see if these things do happen. But the Abbott story is good. I think more focus on the Abbott and the Newman is really good for the Young and the Restless. Really, really good. And I kind of like to see sometimes when the siblings are, you know, at odds, they don't agree, not all of being together. There must be struggle in family.
Well, Michael, you've been very informative tonight, and I'm so glad you were able to join us.
I'm happy too. I'm very happy about it. I wish it was longer, but there's more time next time, right?
Yeah, there'll be a little more time next time. Hopefully we'll get you back in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, Michael, you know, I have it set up so you guys can go for an hour, but unfortunately with all the problems we had tonight, it got cut down. But I'm sending you an email with the suggestions that customer service gave, and hopefully in 2 weeks this will all be, you know, a non-issue. What was the other thing I was going to tell you? I forgot now. I remember. I'll put it in the email. Oh, I know. They said we can do a test call before the 2 weeks, so we may have to set that up, and we'll go from there. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time out and, calling in and all this stuff. So you have a great night, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
Yes, you too, David.
You take care, and I hope to see you. I hope to hear from you again soon.
All right, you guys take care too. Bye.
You too. All right, thank you. Good night.
night.
Okay, so hopefully, I apologize to the listeners. I know the sound was kind of choppy, and, you know, it's the first show, and we didn't realize we're going to have all these issues, and it just sometimes happens with any radio, any TV, you know, it can happen to anybody. It's all has to
yeah.
do with the internet and things like that, so.
And where you are.
Yeah, that too. That too. So hopefully we'll have it all finished. Now I can't even talk. All fixed the next time. And Michael talked about some great things. I hope you were able to hear him. I know it was somewhat choppy. So thanks for bearing with us, everybody. And they'll be back again in 2 weeks, which will be the
22nd, I believe.
Right, yeah, the 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have a good night, David. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. You too, honey. Good night, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.